Good afternoon, everyone, and I want to make this comment to all of you. Today, I requested that the Commission on Presidential Debates release Wright State University from our obligation to host the first presidential debate on September 26th. This has been a very, very difficult decision to make, but I am confident it is the right one for Wright State University at this point in time. Wright State has a responsibility for the safety and well-being of those on our campus and in the surrounding area. We all take this responsibility very, very seriously. Over the last few weeks, we have had a growing concern about what it would take to guarantee the safety and security of our campus. Having a large, open campus accessible to the public led to concerns about whether we could ensure the safety and security of those on and around our campus during the debate. As a public university, Wright State cannot restrict access to its campus. Security expenses have escalated much higher than expected. The additional costs create an unnecessary financial burden on our university during a time when we are in the midst of an important financial remediation plan. Fundraising efforts have not kept up with the necessary security costs, complicating our ability to provide adequate safety. Community support and excitement for Wright State in the debate has been overwhelming, and I am very grateful to the hundreds of faculty, administrators, staff, and students who worked tirelessly, spending many, many hours planning for the debate. I know they will be disappointed, as I am. This decision has weighed heavily on my heart for a little while now, because I really wanted this experience for our students. But the safety and the financial health of our university must take precedence. That completes my comments, and I'm happy to answer questions. And I know Mr. Bridges from our board is available for questions also. So, Seth, how do you want to handle it?
Well, we open up to questions. Yes?
Hi, Philippe Perkins, Channel 7 News. You said that the cost for security has risen. How much were you guys expecting to pay, and then how much did you find out it would actually cost?
Well, we were expecting, when we went into this whole ordeal in terms of hosting the debate, talking to other institutions, it was about a $3 to $5 million cost, which we were confident that we could raise from the community and state support. As soon as the debate became real in 2015, those costs escalated to $5 to $6 million, primarily through cybersecurity costs. And then recently, we budgeted $8 million because for all costs included. And what we're finding is the costs to host this debate are going to go beyond that. In fact, we're still trying to figure out what the security costs will be in total, but they're escalating beyond what we had planned for a budget. And we cannot afford, as a university that's trying to manage our budget fiscally sound, to take on these costs. I've said from the very beginning that we were going to do our very best to control the costs and to raise money. And our fundraising efforts have been okay, but they are nowhere near where we need them to be in order to match these escalating costs.
Is this something where the university jumped in before knowing the full costs with this?
Well, I think we knew from the beginning that past debates, these are educational opportunities, were $3 to $5 million. So we were estimating that. But the nature of this particular election, the nature of the environment which is surrounding this election and all that goes with it, we never anticipated the safety concerns. We never anticipated the cybersecurity challenges we would have as a campus. And so they have continued to escalate beyond our initial application and decision to host.
You mentioned fundraising so far. What happens to all that money that's already been raised?
Most of it has been pledged. And so we certainly will make sure we don't take money that we don't deserve. So the money that we have received, a lot of it was to support our students. We'll see if the donors will be willing to help us support other activities around the debate. Interesting enough, now that we're not going to host it at the Nutter Center, it'd be a great venue to have a massive host party, presidential debate watch party with our students. And so we hope that some of the very good friends of the university who help us support our students and a different kind of educational experience.
What's the reaction of the commission when you said we are going to pull out and withdraw from this debate? Did they try and get Wright State to stay in, and what was that conversation?
Well, I think they understood the challenges that a public university has. Unlike, and if you look at the history of debates, of the 25 or so debates, only three have been in public universities. So it's a different challenge, and I appreciated their willingness to select us and work with us on that challenge. But what is available to them is to move quickly to Hofstra University, because as you know, there were four sites selected, and Hofstra was the alternate site. The reason Hofstra was selected is because they've hosted previous debates. It is a private institution. It can manage its campus and manage its surroundings differently than we can.
After the announcement and the time that's already gone by, I'm sure the university has already made a financial commitment at some point. Did the university lose any money in this so far?
We have already spent in preparation about $2.5 million. We expect that we'll be able to recoup some of that. Some of the costs that we've incurred have been to make some improvements to the Nutter Center, which were not only for the debate, but will serve us well as we host more concerts. So some of the costs that we've incurred will be used to continue the Nutter Center's availability, but we will lose some money in terms of cost that we put in, yes.
Some of the $2.5
million? Yes. Okay. And we're working with the Commission on Presidential Debates on how much of that we can recoup, and we'll work closely with them on that.
When did this conversation start as far as, the decision to pull out of the debate? Did it start with safety concerns, or did it start with the financial concerns?
Well, I think it started primarily with... We started on June 2nd when we talked about the financial challenges and our remediation plan and our fundraising efforts to date. But what really accelerated this was understanding through more conversations. Our last public board meeting, we talked about it in some detail about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and it became very clear that we didn't have a grasp on all the security. And I think the environment's happening in our nation right now has accelerated my personal concern for this. And I felt very responsible to make sure we do not do something that will not keep our students safe. I've had faculty, I've had staff, I've had parents ask me and express concerns in the last week about how safe would this campus be with all that's going on throughout the nation. I cannot guarantee that safety at this point. No matter how much money we spend, we're going to be challenged as a public university. So I would say it's accelerated in the last week and a half.
Do you feel that you were prepared before you even applied that you're having to come to this decision to cancel? Were you even prepared to host it maybe even?
Of course. We were prepared. We had studied other institutions that had hosted it. It was an educational event. The debate was simply about bringing different ideas together and hosting it. That was very simple to do, but it's changing the atmosphere of our society today. These debates are taking on a different level of interest, a different level of complexity, and certainly a different level of concern about safety.
How about the reputation or the publicity that Wright State's going to get from this by backing out?
Well, I think what we're concerned about, our precedent happens to be our students and our campus and the financial health of our campus. And so, obviously, we went into this with good faith. We went into it as we wanted to host it, and we wanted to be able to show the world, the region, and certainly Wright State University. But in the environment we're in right now, I think the risks are way too great concerning what I think is safety and our financial health.
Wright State has put in much effort to prepare students for this upcoming event. Pivotal Tuesdays was the assigned reading for the upcoming school year. There was a mock debate that was being scheduled. What happens with those events?
Well, we're going to go forward. And as I was mentioning, some of the real interest of donors was to support student experiential learning opportunities. Now, certainly we're disappointed that almost 350 students won't have the volunteer experience, and a number of 100 won't be in the debate hall. But everything else that we've planned, we can plan to continue, and we have donors who want to support. We're looking at a debate festival on our campus here that whole weekend. We're going to look at continuing that educational opportunity where we have an issues forum, and we help our students look at what are the issues of the time. So I hope, although we won't be hosting the debate at the Nutter Center, everything else we've been planning to leverage as a learning experience around the debate will go forward.
Have they let you know if there's any penalties for pulling out of the debate?
Well, I think that's what we'll talk about as we negotiate on recouping costs. Because as you know, there's a $2 million upfront cost, which is part of the production, part of the preparation. And so as they move to Hofstra, they have those same challenges.
What's next for Wright State?
Well, we're looking forward to welcoming a big group of new students on August 26th. Today, if you've been on campus, we've had a large group of new students and parents, and we're excited to do what we do best, is help people achieve their dreams of a college education. And so we'll refocus our effort. We're working the remediation plan for our financial situation to bring in line our revenue with our expenses, and that's a challenge for public universities, not just in Ohio, but everywhere. So we'll continue that work. Lots of great things happening on campus, and this was one that we thought would be very unique and very historic. And unfortunately, I have made the decision. I do not think we can do this, and we will not.
Was this decision made after conversations with the city or other regional leaders as well? Because obviously this would have been great for Wright State, but it wouldn't have been great for the entire region. So,
well, yes.
Was that a conversation economically about the impact that this would
have? No, I have not conferred in that manner. Obviously, that was a plus. That is not exactly why we brought it here. It was more of an educational opportunity, we felt. I have not conferred. We've talked with our host committee, has been informed. This is a decision I've talked with our board about in some detail, but this is a decision I am making personally, and because I think I'm looking at those issues of safety and the financial concerns.
Is it more safety or is it more financial?
Oh, for me, it's safety. I mean, I'm always the type that, and people probably get tired of me saying this, we'll figure the finances out. But obviously, the safety, and more I'm hearing about what could happen and what the campus could happen to the campus during that time, it really, really scared me. It really bothered me. It bothered me that I had so many people reaching out to me expressing some concerns. And obviously, we were hoping to raise the money. We were challenged to do that. I mean, I realized people were stepping up, but not at the way I had hoped they would. So I'll be honest with you, I was hoping we'd see a lot more state support, a lot more community support than we saw. But primarily for me, this is talking about the safety and security of our campus.
When did those concerns start coming forward to you about the safety?
Well, I think you can just see what's happened in society in the last couple weeks. And we're a product of that. We're an open space. We are an open public campus. And how we manage and secure our campus is always challenging. Every day it's challenging. And that was just exacerbating that concern. So I think I'm looking at the whole situation.
When did your phone start ringing saying, hey, we're really concerned?
In the last week and a half.
How many calls did you get about safety concerns? Were they parents, students?
Their comments off the cuff by staff. I've had a couple comments from orientation when I greet parents and students and saying, well, we know this debate's coming. We're worried about should our son and daughter be here during that time or should they be gone? You know, we're not going to shut down this educational institution. We have planned to keep classes going. And so those are tough questions to answer for parents.
Talk about safety with this election and something like a debate event. What has made this election more of a safety issue than years past, beyond just some of the police shootings and, really?
I think that those are the issues that we see every day. I'm not going to get into a philosophical discussion of it. I think my concern has been we have created an environment at Wright State University. It's a very diverse environment of students from all backgrounds, all abilities. They all look different, all think different. We cultivate that because we are kind of the model of what the future of this country is all about. People discussing issues, working together, and we're going to do that. But I think what's happened is this polarization in our communities that we're feeling is making hard for us to model that. And that's what I'm talking about. There's just a great deal of polarization, and we feel it. And we feel it, and our parents and students feel it, our faculty feel it, our staff feel it.
I've heard from varying sources that this debate was expected to be the most watched televised event in the history of television, that this debate would make the choice as to who would take office. what do you say to that?
Well, we've been told the same, and certainly there's a lot of stress and anxiety preparing for it, making sure that everything was ready. And because they were telling us that this is the anniversary, and I've been telling everybody that September 26th is the anniversary of the first public televised debate between President McKinley and President Nixon, and yet with the individuals involved in this presidential election, it seemed to be garnering more attention, more interest, and so, yes, we assumed it would be. But we also now understand that what comes with that assumption are kinds of challenges that I don't think are fair for our campus to have that burden.
Do you know, is any other venue backed up like this?
Well, I think the difference is you have University of Nevada, Las Vegas is hosting one of the debates. They're hosting at their convention center, not on their campus. The other, Washington University, is a private university. The challenges are different. When you're hosting it on your campus, as we were going to do, that's a different challenge. I'm not aware of anybody else. I have not talked about theirs. We're just looking at our security and safety concerns.
From a fundraising standpoint, I mean, this is going to be one of the biggest events in TV. I mean, obviously the biggest event of this political season. Why couldn't the money be raised?
Well, you need to ask the Republican National Convention the same issue. There's a great deal of challenge from what I'm hearing to raise money for this particular upcoming event. Now, all I can say is we've never done it before. I think it's one of those where it's an educational event, but there's always this feeling that it's a political event. And it's not. The debates are not political events. They're bipartisan. They're run by a separate commission, which is independent. But we still get that kind of effect, oh, this is a political event. So when I would talk to people, they said, well, we don't fund political events. And so there's, I think, an understanding that needs to be help people understand the difference. But I think it's just the environment we're in right now. And I think Cleveland found that out in trying to get the money from corporations who were asked to support. They had a similar challenge that we're having.
Was there a drop-dead date that you had to let Hofstra know?
No, I think, as we've discussed with the commission and in contact, is we couldn't wait any longer. I mean, we're still more than 2 months out, but having them being an alternate, they knew they could be called on at any time, but we couldn't wait any longer. We had to make a decision.
Many community leaders in the area have spent a lot of time preparing for the debate, you know, just in their own communities. Now there's kind of this feeling that perhaps they wasted their time. What would you say to those individuals?
Well, I thank them because they've been so excited. And I will tell you, the host committee that we had was just magnificent with representatives from all over the region. What I found is I've seen a collaboration, a spirit that's emerged as people have worked together in these communities that I think will maybe not be appreciated, but the value of how everybody came together, I hope we can put it to work on something else that's just as important.
Are there any other questions for President Hawkins?
Just anything in general that you would like to say to our communities?
Well, I would thank the community for everyone who stepped up, and there have been a lot of people who really stepped up. And then I will say I was disappointed that we didn't get more people stepping up. But I will say to those who came forward, Wright State went in good faith to attract this debate here because we wanted it to showcase this region. And we really appreciate people who wanted to see the same thing happen. And so I thank them. And that's all I'll say at this point is I really thank everyone who really pitched in. Lots of people have. And certainly I'm sorry. And I would apologize to them that I feel the need to make this decision. And I would say to them that I hope we can find other ways to work together on other important projects.
Is it premature to think that you would look down the road in the future for another one?
Well, I hope so, because I won't be here. This is my last year as I retire after 42 years, and this is certainly one of the things I wanted to see happen for our students. I still believe in the United States of America that nothing could be more important than teaching your students the importance of civic engagement, teaching them what it means to be an active participant in democracy, and bringing this debate to this region was much more than economic development. I'm happy it would have had an impact. But what we were doing with Think TV and the K-12, we'll still do that. And the lesson plans have been developed to help people understand what it means to be civically engaged. That's the great value of hosting a presidential debate. And I'm sure, as time goes on, I hope and I won't be here, but I'm hoping the board will consider this again. Yes?
Does this bother you to leave on a sort of
well,
sad note?
You know, I've been doing this a long time, and so obviously everything I've done my whole life in higher education has been about students. I only do this because I want to create a place where students can be very successful. So my heart is heavy today, and I'm really disappointed because I'm sorry I have to go talk to the students, because I don't mind talking to you. I really don't. But the hardest thing I'm going to have to do now is talk with my students who have just been so excited about this. That is my great disappointment, that we're disappointing them.
So what will happen with the money that's already been donated?
Well, the money will talk to the donors. We plan to have a number of educational opportunities around the debate, just like we did. We're going to have mock debates. We have the Pivotal Tuesday, the freshman reading. We'll have all kinds of things supporting conversations and book discussions around that book. We're looking to have a debate festival. I'm looking, some of my team back there has been working on the North Lawn, where we have a watch party for our students. My hope is that everything we were leveraging outside of the Nutter Center itself, inside what was going to be a compound, that we will continue to do that with the support of our donors, because they gave money to support our students and their involvement. So my hope is to go back to them and say, here's what we can do to make this still a wonderful educational experience.
Are you expecting donors to pull out any money, and have you gotten any calls already saying, hey, this is not what I
No, not
you?
Yet. I think you're the first to hear. But I don't know. I'll be prepared for any calls, but again, I'll focus it back on our students.
How much had you raised so far?
I think we're close to about $2 million in gifts and pledges, and we had planned to recoup about $1 million in what we call chargebacks to the use of facilities, and we had some in-kind commitments that were going to be utilized, but they have not been utilized because they would be things like technology and equipment. So it's roughly the $2 million, close to $2 million in gifts and pledges. Some of those pledges have not been received.
Okay. Are there any other questions? I have a press release for you. I can send to all of you. Thank you, President Hutchins. And I have a hard copy as well. If you have follow-up questions or follow-up lines of questioning from your organizations or yourselves, please route that through me, and I'll help you get to President Hopkins or get the answers that you need. I appreciate your time, and thank you.